What is going on, everyone? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor, and welcome back to the Decade Investor Podcast. It is March, but it's still the beginning of 2024, and with it being a new year, I want to go over what are the updated average net worth numbers broken down in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and even 90s. What is the average net worth and what is the median net worth for people in those age groups? But before we talk about the average or median net worth, we need to talk about what is net worth. Now, I'm sure some of you know already what net worth is, how you calculate it, but real quickly, I just want to go over what it is and how you calculate it. Net worth is simply everything that you own minus everything that you owe. It is calculated by adding up all of your assets, things that you own, such as cash within bank accounts, like a checking account, savings account, money market accounts, CDs, government bonds, savings bonds, investment accounts, taxable accounts, retirement accounts, life insurance policies that have a cash value, annuities with equity, the values of your vehicles minus the loans that you have on those, your cars, your RVs, your boats, value of your real estate, including your rental homes and your primary residential homes minus the mortgages that you owe. So it is everything that you own added up minus everything that you owe, also known as your liabilities or your debts, things like your mortgages, things like your home equity line of credit or home equity loans, things like your credit card balances, student loan balances, personal loans, auto loans, installment loans, anything that you owe would then be subtracted from everything that you own. That, at a high level, is what your net worth is. That is how you calculate it. You add up everything that you own and then take away everything that you owe. So with that being said, a study done by Empower talks us through what is the average and the median net worth for people by age. Now, before I talk about this, I want to make this very clear. While we go through this, it is never the goal to compare where you are versus where someone else is. It is never the purpose of these types of episodes to say, compare where you are today versus where someone else is today. The goal is always to compare yourself with who you were before, not anyone else. But we can look at this data to see, hey, how am I doing compared to the average and the median? If you are below this, do not get upset, do not quit, do not give up your investing journey. Because if you are financially literate, you are educating yourself and you're making the steps and the strides today, you will be surprised in the next age group that you fall into, how far you will go and potentially even be above the average by the time that you get there. So don't use these numbers as I'm not there yet, I'm giving up. That's all I want to say. And don't use this to compare in the sense of they're here, I'm here, they're better than me, I'm not as good as them. No, the goal is always to be better than where you were in the past, but we use these numbers to just see, hey, how is the average and the median doing? So if we break this down by those in their 20s, the average net worth is $99,272, with the median being $6,980. As we go through this, the average, the reason it's going to be a lot higher than the median is due to those outlier numbers, those people in their 20s that have millions of dollars already. That average calculation really skews the data upwards. The median is really what we like to look at, or what I like to look at, because that kind of gives us a better picture. So those in their 30s, the average net worth is $277,788. The median net worth for those in their 30s is $34,691. The average net worth for those in their 40s is $713,796. And the median net worth for those in their 40s is $126,881. The average for those in their 50s is $1,310,775, with the median net worth for those in their 50s being $292,085. The average net worth for those in their 60s is $1,634,724, and the median net worth for those in their 60s is $454,489. And just while we're here, we'll do 70s, 80s, and 90s. The average net worth for those in their 70s is $1,588,886. And the median net worth for those in their 70s is $378,018. The reason from the fall down, so from 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, the number, the average, and the median is continually going up. And then once we get to the 70s, and you'll see here with the 80s and the 90s, it actually starts to decline. It actually starts to go down. That is because when people get into their 60s and into their 70s, they start to live off of their investments. So they're actually pulling from their investment accounts, which means that the balance is usually going to go down. That is why we see at the 70s, and now we'll see with the 80s and the 90s eventually, while the average and the median continues to go down. So for those in their 80s, the average net worth is $1,463,756, with the median net worth being $345,100. And for those in their 90s, last but not least, average net worth $1,318,023, and median net worth for those in their 90s is $315,085. So that is the numbers, that is the data, but I don't want to just leave you with that. I want to give you some education. How can you grow your net worth? I'm just going to break this down in a very simple explanation. There's obviously a lot to it. There's so many different things you can do. There's so many different routes you can take with your investments. Maybe you have a business, you can do some different type of retirement accounts. There's so many things you can actually do. But at a high level, I'm going to make this very, very simple. How do you build or grow your net worth? Well, if we go back to the beginning of this episode, you have the net worth equation. What you own minus what you owe. That equals your net worth. The first part there, what you own. So if you increase what you own, your net worth will, by default, increase. If you own value of $100,000 and you owe $50,000, your net worth is positive $50,000. Let's say you want to increase your net worth. So you take some of your income that you make the next year and you go buy more things and you own more assets, more investments, whatever it is. Let's say now at the end of the year, you own $200,000, you still owe the same $50,000, your net worth is now positive $150,000. Because you increased the input to the first one, what you own, your net worth increased. That's one way. The second part of that equation is what you owe. So another way to increase your net worth is to decrease what you owe. Let's say you have personal credit card debt, $27,000. That $27,000 credit card debt is being subtracted from what you own, right? Because it is a debt. It is what you owe. Let's say over the course of the year, you pay off that credit card. That $27,000 of what you owe, it is now zero because you paid it off. So now from what you own, your assets, you don't subtract that $27,000 because it is no longer there. You don't owe it anymore. You already paid it. And because you're taking away less from the pie, you're at the end of the day, at the end of the equation, your pie is bigger. Your net worth is larger because you subtract less from what you own. So at a high level, if you want to grow your net worth, it is very simple. Simple when I say it. Obviously, like I said a minute ago, there's a lot of different routes we can take from this. Which debt do we pay off first? What debt payoff strategy do we follow? What type of assets do we buy? What type of retirement accounts do we use? Do we use taxable accounts? I mean, there's so much to it, but at a simple view, it's very easy. Either I own more things or I owe less. That's it. If you listen to the numbers and you're like, I'm not where I want to be, compared to where other people are. Again, it's never you versus them, but if you're just thinking that, because we're humans, I understand how we all think. If you're thinking that, at a simple, high-level view, to increase your overall net worth, the end of the equation, you either have to own more things, more assets, or you have to owe less to other people, less liabilities, And by doing either or both of those things, owning more and owing less, your net worth by nature, because it's a simple math equation, will increase. I hope this episode was very educational, understanding the overall picture of where people stand on averages and medians with net worth, and also how we can increase our net worth. If we want to grow our net worth, how can we do that? My name is Colin, also known as the Decade Investor. If you enjoy this podcast episode, please be sure to share it with a friend or rate it 5 stars. It helps the podcast grow and it only takes a couple seconds. But thank you all for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode. Goodbye.